John Malkovich has been an actor in lots of movies, and he's been the producer for a couple. He's even been the fictional subject of one. But it wasn't until now, with The Dancer Upstairs, that he's made his directing debut. The Dancer Upstairs depicts a manhunt that's compromised by politics. Bob Mondello has a review.
Augustine is a police captain with a single case to crack. His job is to find the revolutionary leader who's spent the last decade trying to overthrow the regime in their unnamed Latin American country. As played by Javier Bardem, Augustine is troubled by the strong-arm tactics of his government, but still regards the law as important. And with bombings and assassinations ever more frequent, the law wants this revolution stopped. The problem is that its leader is so elusive, he's acquired a mythic quality, able to strike at will with no one sure what he looks like. So when Augustine and his partner see a child with an anti-government poster, it qualifies as a major break. They chase him blocks and blocks to find out how he came by it.
Who gave this to you? Who gave this to you? My mandata, kaito kumunanki.
Who get the paperwork?
Quick distraction, and the boy runs away, leaving the poster, which has a photo on it.
Is that him?
Yes.
How do you know?
I took the photograph.
Yes, many years earlier. Still, it gives Augustine a connection that his fellow investigators lack, something almost psychic between hunter and quarry, allowing him to justify, at least to himself, that he's going largely on intuition.
He's here. He's here. If you drew a map of everywhere you've ever been, they say you draw your own face.
Screenwriter Nicholas Shakespeare based The Dancer Upstairs on his own novel, which was itself loosely based on his experiences as a journalist in Peru, reporting on the search for the leader of the guerrilla group, The Shining Path. His screenplay is smart about balancing political equations, conveying the drawbacks of a revolution that's only about tearing down a bad regime, not about what to build in its place, and also showing how investigations get sidetracked when they're run by militarists with plenty to hide. Director John Malkovich delights in demonstrating how tricky Augustine's job becomes as government agents make evidence that might compromise political figures disappear. As you might expect from an actor who specializes in making introspection seem a supremely active quality, Malkovich tends to concentrate behind the camera on nuance. His direction is at its most intriguing when it's allowing actors to expose the ambiguity in their characters' thought processes, letting us see, for instance, that Augustine is determined to do good, even when what's good can't be easily determined. The character's growing distress, both about his role in a repressive regime and about his role in a marriage that starts coming undone when he meets his daughter's beautiful dance instructor, are the heart of The Dancer Upstairs. Call it a character study rather than a thriller, one in which the hero must step delicately through psychological and political minefields while solving mysteries that he increasingly feels might be better left unsolved. I'm Bob Mondello.